Blue Wire.
Hey, Fangirl Nation, you are listening to Fangirl Playbook on Blue Wire. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am joined this week by my co-host, Stephanie McCarroll, who has something to tell us, but she was insistent on still doing the podcast today, so it's probably a little shorter episode than normal. But Steph, I will let you take it from here.
Hello, Fangirl Nation. So yeah, we weren't sure about how it was going on, but I have tested positive for CV-19. It's been kind of a whirlwind. I had a surgery scheduled last Wednesday, so a week for tomorrow, was scheduled for my shoulder, and it was a pretty straightforward procedure: a torn rotator cuff, torn labrum, and they're going to take part of my clavicle out. And when I went in that morning, I felt just really, really tired. But I thought it was because I was fasting for the surgery. I thought that was all it was. But when I was doing my surgical stuff to get in, I had a fever. And they were concerned about doing the surgery when I had a fever. So the other thing is I am immunocompromised. I have one kidney. So they were concerned because I wouldn't be able to fight it off if I did have it and they were trying to do the surgery, that I couldn't fight off multiple things. So that being said, I went ahead and had the test, and I continued to progressively got worse. I went through fever and chills. Then it was body aches all over. For some reason, my eyes and my ears hurt really, really bad. I didn't understand what it was. But then I eventually started coughing incessantly. It felt like an elephant was sitting on my chest. And it started on like the top of my chest and then went all the way down. And now, right now, it's in the lower part of like my ribs is where the pain comes from, and I still have the chills and the fever and the everything. I'm sleeping. I have zero appetite. I haven't eaten for 3 days, so I'm hoping some good will come from that. But I'm just trying to keep a very positive outlook. And then yesterday, my test came back positive, so that's where I'm at right now, and I'm still quarantined in my room. And it's working. Nobody in my house is sick. I was concerned because my father is 78 and I take care of him and he lives with me. He has shown nothing. So we've been like very persistent about washing our hands and staying away from each other, even in the house. And I open the windows and I go outside to my deck, and it's been working for our family. So that's one positive.
That is a positive, but I think this is important for our listeners, and it's something that you and I have talked about a lot over the last few weeks: the washing their hands, the social distancing, the stay home. And I think it's just, you know, this drives home the point. And I appreciate you sharing your story with us, because anybody can get this, and you may not know you have it. And if you're, you know, with a bunch of people and don't know you have it, they can get it, and then they can give it to someone else. And so it's just so important to stay home, practice social distancing. You know, even if you're not worried about yourself, think about the other people that are around you.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be home for a while, even after my symptoms go away, I can still be contagious. So I've gone through the whole, like, you know, I know I'm going to be here for a while, and it's scary, but I mean, I'd rather do my part now, and I certainly don't want to give it to anybody else. But it's really important because, you know, when I hadn't been around somebody that had tested. It transfers so fast. Apparently, this is a real big deal, and you know, to be like experiencing this, and you know, in the long run, I know I'm going to be okay. But it's pretty brutal, and it's scary to know that people, you know, that are twice my age have to fight this off and have more problems. And I feel lucky because I know the only reason I got tested or would have been tested is because I had that surgery in place. And if I hadn't had that, I think I would have just been among the, you know, hundreds or thousands that don't get tested, because they're being very frugal with those tests. And I understand, but it's good to know what you have and what, you know, to stay away. But the ability of not getting tested is just so crazy to me that we live in 2020 and it's a very simple test and we don't have enough. I think that that's just astounding.
Yes, I think that is astounding. And apparently there are going to be more, but the lack of tests up until now it's really been, as you said, astounding, I think is the perfect word to describe that. But most importantly, obviously hoping that you are okay. And I know that this is brutal and not fun. And like I said before, I do appreciate you still coming on and telling your story. And I was told by Steph that I can't be funny today because laughing hurts. Don't laugh. So there will be no humor. No, I'm just kidding. But we will be careful about that. The latest sporting event, and I think, I don't even know that you call it a sporting event because it's a world stage. I think the Olympics go beyond even a sporting event. I don't know why I say that, but you know, there's something about the Olympics. They are being postponed officially 1 year. So pretty much all of sports is canceled except NFL free agency, which went on last week, but everything has been canceled. I think they made the right move with the Olympics. It's just July's not that far away and we just don't really know where we're going to be. So I think that was absolutely the right move. I know it was a very difficult decision and it took a lot of mulling over and there's been a lot of discussion over the last several weeks, but I do think they made the right one.
Yeah, most definitely. And knowing how serious this illness is and how, you know, and the close proximity that the Olympics brings, and it just would be a hotbed for this virus. So it makes perfect sense that not only this, but just everywhere where there's, you know, large groups of people, it just doesn't, you know, it's the best place for a virus to not only spread, but get stronger. So it's pretty strong on its own right now. And it's in its like basic infancy, but the more people get infected, the stronger it gets. So it's and it mutates and it's scary, you know, to see that. So I think it was the right call. And I, you know, I'm really hoping that people do their part. Like staying in sucks, you know, it's not easy to do. And, you know, but at least we have a home to go to. And
yes.
And I don't know, I've kind of just really thought about this, you know, like, yeah, working from home sucks, but at least we have a job where people, you know, millions of people are losing their job. And at least we have our health, you know, when so many people will die over this. So it's really putting things into perspective for me, like, even though it's like a little bit deep for a fangirl podcast, but you know, it's really making me feel really grateful for what I have and my friends and everything that have been there and care. So I don't want to get too emotional, but
I'm tearing up too, but you know what? It is, as you said, it's deep, but like this is the world we're living in right now. This is our reality. So that's, you know, even, you know, Rudy Gobert tweeted, I think yesterday, the day before, like, hey, I think I've lost sense of smell and my taste buds. Is anybody else feeling that? Like, I think it just shows where we are, you know, that's what we're talking about. And that's where we are. And I think it's an important thing to bring up because you're right. And you brought up a really good point of so many people are going to be losing their jobs and this is going to get worse before it gets better. And I think the other point to drive home with that is that if you don't like social distancing, if you miss sports, if you don't like staying home, if you don't like working from home, this will go away faster if you do all those things you don't like to do. And in the grand scheme, it's not that
absolutely
hard.
And you know, especially in the sports world, I mean, you know, we kind of saw it from our little fangirl group chat and it kind of sunk home for me, but you know, when sports are not able to take place, there's so many of us that are affected because that's our jobs. That's our, livelihoods. And so that means they go home, you know, the athletes who have contracts, you know, they're still going to get paid. And I really appreciate what they're doing. I mean, you see them donating all these things and they're helping the people, but it has a huge economic impact on so many because the sports industry is so large. And that's just one industry, you know, that's not even like everybody else, you know, in the world, but that people are affected. People are losing their jobs. There's no way they're going to be able to make rent. It's just something for you to consider. And as much stuff as we see on social media, like it just makes me want to be kinder and better and better to people and do whatever I can, you know? And, you know, I'm glad that I got it versus my dad, or, you know, I keep thinking like, I'd rather it been me, you know, or been, you know, somebody that, you know, could die from it potentially. So it's not fun, but, and it's weird. And I've definitely had like worse flus. I'll say that. Like I have had it and I've had pneumonia before. And, but this is, it's just scary because it's just an unknown. And I think that's what it is. But the more fear you have, I mean, you have to feed that with information. I've been reading a lot and figuring out, you know, what I'm going to do and really try to stay positive. I mean, just a good attitude takes you a long way.
Yes, I think that's true. And back to what you said a couple minutes ago about kindness, and this is just me totally getting on my soapbox, but sorry, guys, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, just remember when you are at the grocery store, at the pharmacy, or anywhere, and you're dealing with people who are customers, people who are working there, like, be kind, be nice. Everyone's doing the best they can. I imagine right now for grocery stores and pharmacy workers, it's got to be so hard. And you have people coming in a panic and they're out of things. And just be kind, be nice. Everyone is doing the best they can. And that is just something to remember. That's totally me getting on my soapbox, but I still felt like it was a necessary soapbox for today.
Yeah, I mean, and in you know, I work for a international wholesale company, but like, it's, you know, I've heard the horror stories from, you know, and people are awful and brutal to these workers, and they really don't even have a choice. It's like they either go into work where they're going to come across, you know, thousands of people in one day, or they can't make their rent. So it's like the choice is not there for them. You know, they have to go. And it's, you know, if you just can be kind and nice, and a lot of these people don't have things for their own family. I mean, where I work, you know, the employees, because like the diapers would go on the shelves before anybody, and the employees couldn't even get them. And so they had one day where the employees could shop before hours, and people outside were just upset that they were getting supplies, but they hadn't been, you know, then they worked there, but they still couldn't get them. And they still kept the same limits to the employees, but people were like ready to like attack them for diapers and toilet paper. It's just unreal what's happening. And there's other things to do. I mean, in other countries, toilet paper is not even an option. So, you know, there's ways to keep clean and do it in a healthy way. And it, instead of hoarding, and see what you can give versus what you can take. I think that that's really got to be the new mantra here, is that this is a time where we need to come together. And if we don't, things will start to collapse real fast.
I think you nailed that. See what you can give instead of what you can take. I really like that. I'm actually writing it down. That's how much I like it. No, I'm taking a moment. I really like that. Well, Steph, I appreciate you sharing your story with us and being with us today, because I know you're not feeling 100%, but I know you wanted to do this today, and it was important for you to kind of to share and drive home the point that anyone can get this, anyone at all. And so, you know, we have to be diligent. We definitely have to do our part. Seems a little silly under the circumstances to transition, but I think we'd be remiss if we did not close the loop on something we've been talking about a long time. we all know this. It's been a while, but Tom Brady has a new home. Yeah. It's Tampa Bay. TB going to TB makes me think it was kind of written in the stars. And all of a sudden, Tampa, Florida is a hotspot. So there's that. So that we're closing the loop on that. And some personal news. The Patriots are no longer my second favorite team. So there's that. I know. Well, it was always tied to one particular quarterback. I cannot say that I'm claiming the Bucs as my second favorite team. I think I just don't have a second favorite team anymore.
I'm kind of happy about that. Kind of goes against what? I'm kind of happy you don't have a second favorite team. It goes against my, like, my sports ethos.
Well, I don't have to say, but I will still keep my second. I still have my two favorites in baseball, the Dodgers and the Braves. But we'll just have to, you know, I think we'll just have to, you'll have to just live with that based on the circumstances. For anybody who doesn't know why that is, and I'm sure everybody is just waiting with bated breath for the answer, but I'm from Los Angeles, grew up on the Dodgers. My grandparents bought season tickets when the Dodgers moved here in the early 60s, and my family's had the same tickets since then, which is pretty amazing. So I grew up on the Dodgers and loved them. But then as a kid, as a young kid watching TBS, I got really into the Braves, and therein lies my joint fandom, which for many years was never an issue. But the last few years, they seem to really love playing each other in the playoffs. So it does become an issue every year. And I always have a hard time with that. But that's the story there. I know, again, I know you guys were fascinated and wanting to know that. But I think, you know, I kind of think that, you know, is everything for us today. I want you to rest and get better.
Yes.
Yeah. And keep us posted on how you're doing. And again, I really appreciate you being on. I know you really wanted to do it, but I know it also wasn't easy and you're not feeling well. So we appreciate you being here today and talking to us and just kind of telling us what's been going on.
Yeah, it's been good to have some of the sports stuff to take my mind off it. I love that the NBA channel and MLB and like CSN Bay Area, they're playing all like the best games ever. I think that we need that. And I think it's important to know that, you know, like, you know, those are the moments that make us feel good. And I think we need to feel good right now. So it's I love that, you know, that's happening. I'm watching I've never had Netflix my entire life, and now I'm watching it. So I'm like, I see what you guys were all saying about, like,
now you understand.
So I'm like, oh, now I get why this is so great. And I'm like, how did I live without this? But you know, it's funny, you know, but it's, I'm happy that I have a roof over my head. I have my own bathroom that I can use and not infect anybody. I have, you know, my own a door outside if I need to go outside, and I'm happy that I have it. So and I have, you know, a lot of comforts that I think a lot of people don't. So I'm really pleased, and I have a lot of good friends and family. So I'm really happy about that. And I concerned a little bit about just what's going on in the world, but at the same time, it's nice to see so many are really reaching out. I think that's really like helped me realize that humanity is good at its soul, you know?
Yes. And I think we actually are seeing a lot of good in this time of bad. We're seeing a lot of positive behavior and good behavior. And I think that that does, you know, give us hope for the future. And I think this will probably change how we all live our lives going forward. Even if we come out of this, I don't envision everything just going back to normal. I think it's going to be a new normal. So we'll, you know, see how that goes.
That Cam Newton thing is pretty amazing though, because of the he's just gonna get released. I'm a little surprised by that.
I know, but they did trade Josh Allen to the Redskins, which that I get because Ron Rivera. But yeah, that I'm surprised by that too. We'll see where Cam ends up. I have a feeling by our next Fangirl Playbook, Cam will have a new team. I don't think he's going to be on the market for long. But that was some interesting news. But we'll see. I mean, I could be wrong, but I imagine by the next time. We'll see.
Yeah. I think Yeah. And then a lot is really like contingent because he was hurt. So, you know, the medical thing right now is very important. You know, people aren't traveling, you know, they're not evaluating, you know, So it's changing the scope of like basically everything, you know, how people are evaluating things. So, you know, I think Jacksonville would be in the hunt for maybe a Cam Newton, you know, and I think perhaps, you know, you just kind of see all these different things, but it's really changing the landscape of, you know, how everybody is doing things. So, you know, we're shooting at the hips a little bit, like seeing how they're going to, who they're going to pick up, who they're not going to pick up. But, you know, I will be relieved to see sports come back. I mean, I think it's going to be a really good for the American psyche, at least if not the world.
I think so too. And you bring up a good point about the medical, because they're not going to be doing physicals right now. So that actually could delay it. We will see. It'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. But I think we'll all be happy to have sports back. And I think it will mean that, besides the fact that we all miss sports, it'll be great to have it back. It will also mean that things are starting to get better and pick up again, and that people are going back to work, and that will be very important. I do not have a fangirl says who's hot, who's not, except I'm going to give you a who's hot for coming on today and talking to us. And as you can hear, Cappy and Sadie agree with me in the background. So they had something to say on that. And that's pretty much what I have today.
This sounds good. And you guys, like, tweet us at Fangirl Sports. Is it Fangirl Sports Network?
Yes, it's on Twitter. We're at Fangirl Sports. And on Instagram, we're at Fangirl Sports Network. Twitter just does not allow for that many characters.
Yeah.
But you can tweet Steph at Jaguars FGSN or at Warriors FGSN, and tweet me at 49ers Fangirl. And we'll be around. Let's talk.
And let us know what you're doing to keep busy and what you're doing to get your sports fix. I'm curious to know.
Yes, exactly. We would really like to know. Go ahead and use the hashtag FGSN Playbook Sports and let us know what you guys are doing to keep busy over this next week.
All right.
All right, guys. Steph, get some rest. Feel better. And everybody else, we will talk to you next week. Bye, all.
All right, bye.